When they tell you that this bus will last over 40,000 years, like, wow. And when they say a Hall of Fame, when they mention a Hall of Fame, they're saying, my friend Chris Carter told me, he says, what they're saying to you is, we can't tell the history of the NFL without you being included in it. And I think about being this guy that didn't play his freshman and sophomore year, 1AA. And if someone had told me out of over 30,000 players to play in the National Football League, that I would end up at an NFL player, a football player's the pinnacle, I would say the Lord is awesome. And the abilities he put in us, and if we would put ourselves in the right environments, we would be shocked at what we're able to accomplish. When I've listened to Hall of Fame speeches many times, I've heard guys talk about their mothers. And that's like a reoccurring deal. And I'll have the privilege of saying that my dad and mom, but in particular, my dad, started a legacy in our family of hard work, education, entrepreneurship with him and my mom starting the floors, him being a laboratory supervisor. Modeling what hard work was, getting up 4:45 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, traveling 45 minutes back and forth, working. That'll be probably a moment that I remember, and at some point it'll probably come out in my speech.